Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I wanted to play a little bit longer today because it's time to go. We're ready to go because we haven't had a football game in 10 days. Didn't have one last Sunday. The last time the Bills were on the field was a Thursday night football game against the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, that moved them to 3-0 on the season. So we got to be ready to go on a Friday, right? I mean, last Friday it was let's talk about the game, what happened on Thursday night. And the Bills obviously beat the Dolphins 31-21 that night. And now you roll into a Sunday afternoon game, a rare Sunday 1 p.m. game in Orchard Park this year. New Orleans, the Saints coming to town. Here to talk about with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday. And our Football Fridays are brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. So I thought maybe for a minute I was going to say, let's just play something like USA, USA. They're getting their butts kicked right now in the Ryder Cup here, Dan. I mean, I don't know how much you've been watching. I know you've been over there pushing some buttons today and helping out as much as you can in the control room. So I don't know how much you can watch over here. But, man, they're getting destroyed. So here's the deal. There are four matches going on right now. Europe is up 3-1, up 4 in another, up 5 in another, and USA is up 1 in one of the matches.
Trust me, I've just been here listening to the guys react, and I'm just like, oh,
you're like, I don't
want to
watch it. You're like, I don't want to watch. It's like,
I don't need to. Like I can just get...
Like a horror movie. Put it over your eyes.
Yeah. Right. I get the picture just from watching the other guys react.
Yeah, I know. And listen, it's going to be... It's going to be a long day if this keeps up for the Americans, although now two up in the one match because they just made a putt. So we'll keep you updated, you know, as we go on here and talk about what's going on in the Ryder Cup. And in fact, our guy, Brian Colzio, is there and he will join me at 10:30 this morning. So give me one second here, just making sure. All right. So Brian Colzio is going to join me at 10:30 this morning and... We are planning on Patrick Hammer maybe at 11 today because I think we're going to get Sean McDermott in the 11 a.m. hour today instead of the 10 a.m. hour. And if that's the case, if we get him about 11:15, 11:20, we'll have Pat a little before that. We'll talk about the weather. We'll have Sean. But of course, it's always a moving target. As I always say, keep your head in a swivel. It's a Friday. You never know. For all I know, Sean McDermott could call in the next 5 minutes if things change on his end. So just be ready. Sometime in this two-hour period, we always have Coach McDermott and for his weekly radio appearance. And of course, this week it will be a focus on injuries to Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, Spencer Brown, and AJ Epenesa, the four players on the injury report. The Bills only have four players on their injury report, but three of them have not practiced for a couple of days. All three are starters, And of course, Matt Milano and Ed Oliver did not play over the last 2 weeks. We'll see, you know, where that goes for last two games, I should say, for each of them. And then, of course, AJ Epenesa. Spencer Brown didn't practice the last 2 days. He was on One Bills Live after practice on Wednesday and kind of indicated that he thought he was pretty good and he should be good for the game. But you never know. We'll see what Sean McDermott says. And then, of course, AJ Epenesa limited for a couple of days. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Saints coming to town, a little bit of some Saints memories. I posted a video yesterday. Every time the Bills play a game here at Highmark Stadium, I'm doing some, you know, memories of that team here at Highmark Stadium. There's not a lot of memories here of the Saints, to be quite honest with you. They have not visited very often, only five times, and they're 4-1. And the Bills are 1-4 in those games. So the only game the Bills won against the Saints here in Buffalo was 1983. And Joe Ferguson was the quarterback in that game for the Bills. That was it. That's the first time the Saints came here. After that, they came in 89, beat the Bills. They came in 2001, beat the Bills. They came in 2009, beat the Bills, and 2017 and beat the Bills. And mostly by lopsided scores in most of those games. You would hope that this game could be the lopsided score the other way, given where both these teams are. The Bills are 3-0. The Saints are 0-3. Now, I am not going to sit here and give you the old any given Sunday, right? That is true. We know that. We know that. And when I say this, it's going to sound like, yeah, that's what people say. I do think the Saints are more talented than their record suggests. I don't love when I say better than their record, because your record is your record. I do think they have some talent, and they can at times look like a team that should not be 0-3. They lost their first game of the year 20-13 to the Arizona Cardinals. They lost their second game 26-21. So that's 2 one-score losses before just getting blown out last week by the Seattle Seahawks, and that game got away from them very early. We don't have to look very far to go back to when the Bills were a similar type of underdog and went into Minnesota in 2018 and beat the Minnesota Vikings. So you know that anything can happen. We know that. But the Bills need to take care of business. They need to take care of business because they have everything in front of them that they want. And what I mean by that is what you want is the one seed. And then from the one seed to get to where you want to go after that. They have everything in front of them. They're in a great position right now, given their record, given their schedule. And if you look around the AFC, we've had a big debate this week. A big debate. And I want to talk about this a little bit, all right? Let's see where your head is on this. There's no right answer. There's a really good question. There's no right answer. Let's just assume for a second. Very tricky to do that sometimes, but let's just assume the Bills win on Sunday and take care of business, as they should, because you should worry about in your own games first, right? Bills win on Sunday. That's at 1 o'clock. Okay, the Bills are sitting at 4-0 at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And then at 4:25 p.m., here come the Baltimore Ravens into Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Ravens are 1-2. The Chiefs are 1-2. I've had the question all week. We've talked about it. Who should Bills fans want to win? I don't think there's a right answer here, folks. There's so many ways you can look at it. Now, what I did say, though, and I tweeted this out the other day, I do think it would be more advantageous right now, as you sit here in week number 4, for the Ravens to win. But that doesn't mean that by the end of the year that has to hold. And I'll tell you why. From my logic, the way I look at it right now, I'm going to round up, right? The Bills have a 2.5 game lead on the Ravens. 2.5 because the Ravens have 2 more losses and the Bills beat them head-to-head. So I'm just going to say 3 game lead, all right? Just for the sake of argument here. This isn't baseball, right? And haven't played the even odd number of games yet, and there's been no bye weeks yet. So the Bills have essentially a 3 game lead on the Ravens. That's monster, right? Because if the Ravens have to beat them out in record, and they already have 2 more losses in order to host a playoff game. The Bills have a 2 game lead on the Chiefs. So 3 on the Ravens, 2 on the Chiefs. So the way I look at it is, if the Ravens win, now both are 3 games back of you. If the Chiefs win, the Ravens are 4, which is huge, and the Chiefs are still only 2. The fly in the ointment is the Chiefs still come to Buffalo. Now, you could look at that one of 2 ways. If we knew the result of that game, it'd be a lot easier to call this, right? If you knew the Bills were going to beat the Chiefs anyway, heck, root for the Chiefs. Doesn't matter. Let them beat the Ravens and bury them even more. But since we don't know, and it's still possible the Chiefs could come to Buffalo and win in November, I think you want to give them another loss. Because then, even if they do beat you here in your house, yeah, they don't, they aren't overtaking you or one game away from overtaking you and become a half game behind you, which is possible at that point. So that's the way I look at it. Now, the other part of this is the nuance part, right? That's just the record. That's the math. That's the math part of this. But the nuance part of this is, and I get this from a lot of you, yeah, but look at their schedules. The Chiefs are going to have a much tougher time as the season goes on, given their division, given their schedule. So let them win this week because they're going to lose other games along the way. And I can understand and respect that. After the Ravens, they have the Jags, the Lions, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Bills, the Broncos, the Colts, the Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, Broncos again, Raiders again. I mean, yeah. Whereas the Ravens, after this week, have the Texans and the Rams, but then the Bears, the Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, the Bengals, Steelers, like their division. Yeah, you could see like the Ravens could go on a nice run once they get to like late October, early November after their bye. So I totally understand that as well. I don't think there's a right answer here. I think that it comes down to kind of where you think each team is going to finish at the end, and that may be based on what their schedule looks like. And I'm telling you, regardless of looking at that, the math tells me I just want to keep everyone as far back as possible. Why as far back? Because when it comes down to the one seed, if everybody wins their division, you want to be at home. If everybody wins their division, you want to have the best record and play at home. I am not totally dismissing the Chargers and Colts, but right now we're not talking about them because they haven't been the teams up there and they got to prove more, right? But if everybody wins their division, the teams that have been battling here at the top of the AFC for years, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, okay? You want to have the home field advantage and you want to be the team that sits atop with the one seed. That's why. So that's why I'm looking at it as I think that the Ravens winning would be better. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You want to chime in on this, you are more than welcome here. So go right ahead. We can talk about the Ravens and the Chiefs. We can talk about the Bills' upcoming game. And we can answer your questions on anything going on with Buffalo Bills football. Here at a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and buy Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. I'm watching the golf. I'm trying to keep everybody updated. I don't know who it was. Was that Shoffley maybe? It might have been Justin Thomas actually. Just hit a really big shot, like to pull, like I think they're pretty, like he's got maybe just a few feet for birdie, I think. I'm trying to look up and see as I noticed it. I look down and I can't tell exactly where they are. Rahm is putting for birdie right now. Rahm and Hatton actually are, what, three up on their match? And he's putting to tie the hole. Okay, so if he misses, I think DeChambeau and Thomas, according to what I'm reading here, would make it be down two only. So let's see what he does here. I'll just give you a little play-by-play. And of course he did, right? Rahm nails it and they tie the hole. My God, these guys are just playing out of their mind right now from Europe, especially Rory. Rory's been incredible. He's going for par to win the hole. He's got a short putt. He hits it. They win another hole. Not going well for Team USA at the Ryder Cup to start. I heard there's a lot of traffic problems there. Brian Colzio is going to join us at 10:30. We'll talk about that with him. And that's the plan, at least. But, you know, Brian might be in a spot where he won't be able to join us, but we're going to try and do our best on that. And like I said, we're also going to have Patrick Hammer on weather this weekend here in Buffalo. Should be beautiful again for the Bills at the Saints. All right. And Bills at Saints. Saints at Bills. For you to go to Highmark Stadium. How about that? All right. So I told you a little while ago, the history of the Bills and the Saints is very interesting because there's not much of it. But when you look back on it, there are some notable, interesting games. And the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
First, the one that sticks out to me the most is the only one that I've been on the sidelines for. And that is 2017. The Saints don't come here a lot. We know that. They don't come here a lot. And when they did come here in 2017, it was Sean McDermott's first year. We remember that, right? The Saints come here. They beat the Bills 44-10 in that game. 44-10. It was just not a good day for the Bills. But the reason why it was notable to me, 47-10, I'm sorry, not 44. I cheated them out of a field goal there, even though they won by a bunch. 47-10. The reason why this game was so notable to me, this was the final start, until he started again, for Tyrod Taylor, before the Bills benched him for Nathan Peterman. So that was the last time the Saints came to town. 2017, it was November 12th, 2017. This is Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees is the quarterback, and the Saints just run all over the Bills. The Bills have no answer for their run game. The Saints ran 48 times for 298 yards and 6 touchdowns in this game. Yes, 6 touchdowns. New Orleans did not throw a touchdown pass on 47 points. Boy, that's got to go back in the NFL record books to see how many times that's happened. The Bills actually started off the game with a field goal. They were up 3-0. Bills are up 3-0 in this game. And then the Saints rolled off 47 straight points before the Bills scored late in the game on a Nick O'Leary catch from Nathan Peterman. Peterman starts the next week. That's why this is the notable game, what I'm saying. The next week is Peterman in LA against the Chargers, and we all know how that went, right? Or didn't go. Bills get blown out in that one. Nathan Peterman throwing the ball to the other team. Turnovers everywhere. So, let me just see the Bills season that year and go to that year. This is 2017. At the LA Chargers, 54-24. Remember, the Bills started that year 5-2. They lose at the Jets on a Thursday night. They come home and lose to the Saints. Then they go to L.A. So they lose that game against L.A. And then what do the Bills do? They go back to Tyrod. And he wins at Kansas City. Remember that? And the Bills eventually break the drought that year. What a wild year that was, 2017. It's crazy to think about. But that's what I remember about the Saints coming to Buffalo. And maybe you have different memories about Saints-Bills. You can share them here at 803-0550. Let's go all the way back to the first time the Saints played here in Buffalo. 1983. It was actually the day before Halloween, 1983. So I was about to get on my... What was I... Ooh, I wonder what costume I was wearing as a 10-year-old in 1983. What would you wear as a Halloween costume as a 10-year-old, Dan? Like, think about that. Back to when you were 10.
I was always back like in... a video game guy.
Ooh, okay.
So I go Yoshi... Like... or something from Mario.
All right. Oh, my son has done that. He's had the big blow-up thing where he's got Yoshi. Like, he's done that for sure. Don't remember. I went as a robot 1 year, a ghost 1 year. I think I went as Santa Claus 1 year. It's Halloween. Yeah, I know. I went as Santa Claus costume, so I put it on. I'm going to Halloween, and everybody would say, don't you know you're a few months early? Of course I do, but I'm Santa today. I'd wear my, that was the big one. Like, if I didn't know what to do, I just put on my football equipment, tackle football player. I'm just a football player.
Oh, yeah. Just that's the easiest stuff to go as. Exactly, you have it around the house. You're just like, okay, yeah, I could do this year.
That's right. Just come home with candy anyway. It's all, that's the goal, baby. So the day before Halloween, 1983, I was 10, and the Bills were playing the Saints, and I don't remember this game, but like specifically watching it. But the Bills win 22-20. That's the first time that the Saints came to Buffalo. And in this game, the Bills blew a 27-7 lead. They won 27-21, sorry. The Bills blew a 27-7 lead in the fourth quarter and almost lost the game. But the Saints came back. They get a touchdown, another touchdown. Quarterbacks in this game. Joe Ferguson for the Bills. 173 yards and four touchdowns. That's efficient. Dave Wilson and Ken Stabler played some quarterback for the Saints on this day. Dave Wilson had three TDs and threw an interception. So that's the first time the Saints ever came to the Bills. Now, there's been a good history, recent history, of the Bills playing in New Orleans because the Bills did win the last time the two teams played, and they turned the tables, beating them pretty handily 31-6. Remember that on Thanksgiving just a few years ago. 31-6. But here in Buffalo, you had that 83 game, then it was downhill after that. It was downhill after that because the Saints come to Buffalo in 1989, and I believe this game was in the snow, if I remember right. Bills are, they have a better record. Saints come in, it's in the snow. It's like, all right, Bills should take care of business. They did not. Saints were up early in this game. 13-0 on the Bills at the end of the first quarter. Bills come back. They actually take the lead in the third quarter. Pete Metzelaars from Jim Kelly, 19-16. Then it's a Morton Anderson field goal to tie it up, and then a Morton Anderson field goal wins it for the Saints late. So the Bills lose that one, 22-19. The quarterback in that game for New Orleans, John Forcade. John Forcade beat Jim Kelly in Buffalo. Kelly did not have a good day. Statistically, 17 of 35. 211 yards, two TDs, three interceptions. Just a bad day overall for the Bills and Jim Kelly in the passing game. Good day for Europe, bad day for USA to start off the Ryder Cup. I'm watching right now. And every time USA makes a shot, doesn't matter. Europe just trumps it, and they have a better shot. Every time USA looks like they have a window, Europe closes it. Tough, tough start to the Ryder Cup for USA. But still a whole weekend to go. Still a whole afternoon to go today. We'll see how this all shakes out. I'm looking at the box score for that 89 game. I was a big Dalton Hilliard fan. I liked Dalton Hilliard a lot. I played, this is like my first year playing fantasy football, believe it or not. I started a fantasy football league in 1989 in my at school with my friends. I used to have to go to the USA Today or walk to the store to get the USA Today to write down the scores. We didn't have the internet and populated all these box scores for you. We did have Prodigy as an internet, if you remember that, but that was like, I'd log on and you could get stats, but you had to still, they didn't populate for it. It wasn't like a fantasy football site you went to. This was in the very infancy of the internet. But anyway, so I'd walk to the store before school every Monday, every Tuesday, get the USA Today. I'd take it to homeroom. I'd do the stats. I remember Dalton Hilliard was like a big fantasy guy that year. And he was on that Saints team that played in Buffalo that day. 32 carries, 97 yards, did not score. So you didn't get much from him fantasy-wise, but that's what I remember about the Saints and the Bills in 1989. So that was the second time they came. So 83, 89, Bills win the first one, Saints win the second one, and then the Saints just beat the Bills pretty handily in 2001, although it was not handily at the end of the first half. Bills were winning 6-0. 2001. Remember this? This is the opener. In fact, so this is September 9th of 2001. This is 2 days before the September 11th attacks. The Saints are in Buffalo. Bills lead 6-0 at halftime. And then they go out in the second half, and Rob Johnson just continues to throw the ball to the other team three times. Three interceptions total. I don't know if we're in the second half, but he threw three interceptions. And Aaron Brooks Aaron Brooks is a good quarterback. He did some nice things. Like, he was fun to watch. Very good athlete. 18 to 29, he throws three touchdowns. Who are the guys he threw him to here? Let me see. Ricky Williams. Oh, Ricky Williams had a nice day on the ground, 93 yards. Albert Connell. Is it Connell, maybe? Cam Cleland. Oh, my God. These guys are beating the Bills. The Saints wind up winning this game after they were down 6-0. They come back 24-6. They score 24 unanswered points. Jim Haslett was the coach of the Saints at the time. Former Buffalo Bills linebacker. And, yeah, like I said, that was 2 days before the September 11th attacks. That was 2001. And that was the opener that year. I don't have my, let me see if I can get Dan to pull this up. Hold on. I'm going to grab my mouse here. Hold on. Let me figure this out. Dan, can you pull up line one? I'm going to go to Vince right now. Can you bring him up for me? Thank you. Sorry, I don't have my mouse to click that. Go ahead, Vince. You're on WGR. What's up?
Hey, Sal, you know, I was in Killarney, Ireland in October 2018 when Josh got injured and Peterman came in against Houston, threw a pick six, and then followed it up with another interception. And I stood up in the middle of the pub and I said, "What the heck is going on?" Because we were watching it on Red Zone in this pub in Ireland, and everybody looked at me like I had three heads.
Well, do you remember, though, he actually had a great pass to Zay Jones for a touchdown in that game, Peterman.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then, obviously, yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously, we all remember the Nathan Peterman era is not very fondly here in Buffalo. I'll say this, though. I was right on Nathan Peterman on my assessment coming out of college when I said, and I wrote this, I said and wrote, I don't think he'll ever be a franchise QB, but I think he'll play a long time in the league. He did. Nathan Peterman played a long time in the NFL. In fact, let me see. Hold on. I'm going to look at right now. I don't think he's there now. I don't think he's playing anymore. There we go. No, 23 was his last year, but long time. I mean, Nathan Peterman played, okay, long time. I guess that's up to interpretation. He played 6 years. All right. But he played 6 years in the NFL despite what happened the way it started for him. Let's go to Butch on the east side. What's going on, my man?
My brother, I love you, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I love MSG. I love WGR. And to all the fans who listen and watch this radio show, I love each and every one of you. Hey, Sal, you know, I really wanted to just say this real fast. Two things, really. I want the Buffalo Bills with Maxwell Harrison just to go ahead and just let him sit for the rest of the year. Just keep him on IR. Reason being is this. This kid came out of Memphis, you know, with the speed of running 4.2. He can stick with you like glue. He's like a fly. He's like a mosquito. Right now, he's coming back on track. I don't want him to come back this year not thinking and not reacting. I just want him to be free. So what I would like Buffalo to do is make that decision. Let's let him be on IR. We go with what we have for the rest of the season. We get a Super Bowl ring here, get a Super Bowl ring being in this position. And then next year he could come back playing free, knowing the playbook, and just being who we drafted him to be. That's number one. Number two is, Sal, this New Orleans game. I was talking to Brownie and Steve yesterday and near the end, and I really, really hinted that I think the New Orleans Saints, this game is bigger than what we make it, not just based off of not winning and losing. I really believe in the next few weeks they're going to be a trade partner with us going down the line. I can see, you know, when these two guys, our two D linemen come back, we'll have two open spots. Like I told Brownie and like I told Steve, I look at a Ed Oliver, I look at A.J. Epineza, I look at a Milano, I look at maybe a Hamlin, I look at a Curtis Samuel. It's possibility some of these players that Brandon Bean might move to go ahead and clear up money. Number one,
they're not trading half the most of those players you mentioned. I mean, maybe A.J. Jimenez. They're not trading at Oliver. They're not trading Matt Milano. By the way, all those salaries are guaranteed. By the way, since they're on the week one roster, so you're not really clearing much money up.
No, I'm just saying I just use it for a reason being is before the last game because we got 12 defensive linemen. Some defensive linemen are not going to keep 12 on his roster. Like I said, I hope that they don't, but I'm just saying this. I just really believe the New Orleans Saints, it might be a trade partner moving forward. But thanks for taking my call.
I think, Butch, the other way, I think maybe the Saints will be dumping players. They're not going to be acquiring. Why would the Saints want a Matt Milano or Ed Oliver? They're not going to win much. The other way could be true. I thought you were going to go that way, which is maybe the Saints start trading players, like a Chris Olave, someone like that. Like, That's how the Saints are going to be traded. The Saints aren't going to be acquiring players at the trade deadline. They're not trying to win. Why would they do that? The Saints are going to maybe trade players at the trade deadline. I could see that. So I agree with you. I just think it's the opposite.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand that. You know, I mean, it's a problem. Like I said, again, as a trade partner, like what you just said.
Sure. Right? Yeah, but the Bills aren't going to be. I don't think the Bills would be trading them those players. By the way, real quick, Kentucky is where Max Hairston went.
Okay, you're right, Kentucky. Thanks a lot, man. But I love you, man. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five for me. I love talking to you.
You got it, Butch. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. We'll take a time out here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.